Renovate Clarksville, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Tina, what's going on?
Oh, I just remember that when you signed up, I was talking to you a little bit about the Google Guaranteed program, and you said that you would possibly be willing to try it, but you wanted to wait a month or so to see how things were panning out with the original program.
I'm still on hold, to be honest with you. I'm waiting to see some more positive results from Local Splash, and I'm in it to win it, so I'm gonna stick around for a little while and see where things go. I definitely want to wait and see how the SEO goes, because it needs time.
Yeah, and then obviously once it does kick in, you know, maybe reinvest some of that money that you're making in it rather than just putting out more. You know what I mean?
Right. And I agree with you, but I just need to see more ROI currently. And, you know, once we get to that point, I can reevaluate my stance on my marketing spending.
Okay, you got it. So I put a note in here, and then the good news is now that you're in your second month, this is the month that it typically will really pop for you and do some positive things for your business. So I'm confident that, you know, you'll probably circle back and, you know, want to try Google Guaranteed eventually. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not going to let you go yet. It's the first time we've been able to talk when there wasn't a ridiculous delay. So,
good.
I did put in I went to the app and I put in a request for a change for my Facebook ad.
Okay.
And I put in what I would like because I want to run a special right now. And, I saw it go blank for a little while and nothing was there. And now it's back to the original ad. So I'm wondering, is that something that was actually received? Did I do it correct? Can you look?
I don't know how to do that, but what I'll do is I'll send a message over to that department. What was the special that you wanted to run? And then they can get that implemented for you. Or was there an image that you sent with the special?
There was both. I sent the verbiage and I sent before and after picture. I'm running a $69.99 12x12 deck special for the closeout of the season. And I just want to see if I can get some traction on that.
That's
I've gotten
awesome.
one viable lead through the Facebook ads so far. And I'm meeting with Andy on Friday. So I just figure I want to go ahead and do a little bit of a special because I was crunching my numbers and I can make a decent profit doing a $7,000 12x12 deck with a demo. So I could still walk away with roughly $5,200 in profit on that. So if I could do a few of those, then it only take me 2 days. So
I sent the revision over to them. And what I put was, client updated a special for $69.99 12x12 deck. He can't find it on his Facebook page. Did it go through? If not, please implement that as soon as possible. And then if you would send that image with the special back to the email of support@localsplash.com. I'll send you that URL just so you have it, so that when you have a second, they can refer to that support email just in case they didn't get the one you uploaded the first time. You know what I mean?
Right. And the way I did it was through the app where it says request changes.
Okay. So you did it through the dashboard, you mean, on the Local Splash app?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let me actually send that to them. I'll put he uploaded it through the app on the dashboard. I requested that he sends it again through support email. So I sent you that email address. Would it be too much to ask you to send it again to that just in case?
No, I'll go track down the verbiage and make a copy of it and get it done.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
I did a Facebook and a Nextdoor post with that information myself, but It's not a paid ad like what you provide for me, so
Maybe it's already on your Facebook then. Let me check. Because if it is, I can just tell them to refer to that, but start using that in the ads. You know what I mean? Let me just look here.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's see here. I see the special with the verbiage. I don't really see an image with it, but that's okay. They could probably, you know, I'll just send that to them to refer to your latest Facebook post and start using that for the ads. How's that
sound? Yeah, start using that for the verbiage, and because I did not put an image up on the Facebook ad that I put up.
Yeah, they can always look at some of your other images and pick like a deck. I don't know if they know like a 12x12 deck, but there's one on there where it's like a deck overlooking like a backyard and it doesn't really show the size. So maybe something like that would be applicable to attach to it, you know, but they'll put something nice together. So I'm glad that you told me about that. And just so you know, in case you never see the ads running, that's because, the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for any of your services, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, they'll see an ad for Renovate Clarksville. So, you can see samples of the ads that are running through the dashboard. So you'll see right away when they implement that new special that it's running for you, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just looking for the photos on my Facebook page. Oh, the one overlooking the backyard, is that the one with the white railing?
Let me look here.
No,
I see that one though with the red umbrella. That looks like it might be a different dimension, but there's another one that
mine.
Has like a wood. That's yours. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like the red steps. That's a cool touch.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's mine. I just, and the siding on my house is red now too, but,
I love that.
I'm just trying to find.
Red's my favorite color.
Photo.
So anytime I see something like that, I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
if you
also
see a decent photo, you can send it. If not, I can tell them to pick that one with the white railing and the, I saw that the dimension on that was probably a little bit more like, longer in length and shorter in width. So, you know, if you're saying 12x12, it might be better to go. There's the one here that has like, just like a deck with like a wood railing and it's just overlooking some greenery. That might be a good one because you can't see the dimension either way. It just looks like it's a deck, you know?
Actually, there's a post that I put up on July 22nd.
Okay, you like that.
It has a picture with a wood deck.
Yep, that's the one I'm talking about.
Attached to a blue house.
Nope. I was looking at the one from September 16th. Let me go down to July. Oh, here it is. Oh, there you go. Okay. Is that the kind that you're offering for the special?
Yeah, it's similar. Similar.
Okay. So I'll tell them to use the image from your Facebook page from July 22nd and put it together with the verbiage on your recent post and start running the ads accordingly. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. And I wasn't real thrilled with the ad itself because it really focused on interior stuff, and that's not the season we're in right now.
I see.
From kitchens to bathrooms, blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's not one that I'm really wanting to focus on right now. I'd much rather focus on exterior stuff while the weather's good. You know?
Yes. Okay, so I'll send that to the revisions department for your keywords and your verbiage and everything else to focus, you know, more on outdoor right now. And, you know, obviously I'm sure you'll still take the indoor stuff, but why not capitalize on it while, you know, it's the end of the season. Get that going now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point. And actually that picture that I asked you to use is the third picture in the current Facebook ad.
Perfect. Okay.
So they have.
So I'm just putting this all in the notes. Please use the verbiage from his most recent post and the image.
Hey, do you guys have a referral program?
We do. If you refer someone to us, once they've been on board with us for 30 days, you would get a free month of basic service. So the $199 portion of your package would be
right.
waived that month. So you'd only
okay.
pay the $100 for the Facebook ads. If you, you know, we do that because a lot of business owners are friends with other business owners, you know, so you can definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah, I've got a dear friend that owns a crawl space company, and he's just getting off the ground.
Cool.
And I got him working through. He's working through Angie's List now, and he may need a little bit of assistance on the stuff that you can do for him. He got his Google business profile approved with no issues whatsoever. He didn't get thrown through the ringer like I did.
It's crazy the way Google picks and chooses, you know, because I know what you're saying. There are certain companies that are reputable, upstanding companies, and Google makes them jump through hoops and bend backwards to get verified. And then there's other ones that are new guys that Google wouldn't know from Joe Schmo because they're so new, and then their verification goes through right away. I don't know why they do that to certain businesses, but the good news is it's all fixed now, you know. But, yeah,
yeah,
that's frustrating to hear that for him as a new business, you know, it went through right away.
Yeah, and I kind of thought, I was like, well, you son of a bitch, you realize I had a higher marketing company to get mine going and spend more money, but,
yeah,
you know, there's
you know
value
what?
Added to what you guys have for me, too, and I'm
he
hoping I'm
actually
going to
see hire
someone.
Someone. Yeah, no, I'd say he'd have to hire someone anyway to even get results on it, because anybody can create a Google business page if it goes through right away like that. That's great, but that won't bring him business unless it gets exposure, right? And that's the part that takes so much work, you know, the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So, you know, everybody that's on the first page, they're absolutely paying for it, you know, in some way or another.
I had a one-month onboarding call yesterday morning
with
one of your reps. And when I could actually understand what she was saying, she said it's been a month since my Google business profile was verified.
Okay.
So not quite a month. Since it's been verified, because it took me a little while to find the time to walk around and do a video for them to prove that I actually exist. She was telling me that it's going to take at least another 30 to 45 days before I start seeing any movement on the search engine optimization.
Well, we quote 45 to 60 days from the beginning. So I really think that you're going to see activity this month, like a solid return this month, because it's always the second month. So if she said 30 to 45 days more, she's probably just, you know, trying to under promise and over deliver, right? Because if she says 30 to 45 days more, and then you're already getting some solid calls within the next week or so, then you're going to be happy, rather than if she says, you know, within 2 weeks, and then it happens the third week, then you're upset, right? So it could be that she was just trying to, you know, give you more of a proper expectation. But since I've been with the company for 14 years, I always see it's the second month when you're already verified, of course. There are some people that, you know, they don't get the video done and they're still in pending, you know. So with those guys, it's going to take longer. But since yours is already verified, I'm confident that you will see a solid impact this month. And what
put it
you're
this way,
doing
I will. I will make mm-hmm. you a promise. Mm-hmm. The one lead that I've gotten through you, through the Facebook ads that you guys created,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing him on Friday, and it's roughly a $20,000 job. If I actually get that, I will do your Google whatever it was, Google guaranteed.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, well, I will keep my fingers crossed that that goes through. It sounds like it's pretty solid. I mean, if you're already going out there to meet with them and everything, I think that that's a good sign. So,
It just depends on whether or not. A lot of people will contact you and say, well, I want this and this and this and this done. You get out and you're like, okay, well, it's $21,500 to do this. And they're like, oh no, I got to get another 7 more estimates. And you just get shuffled to the bottom of the pile. So there's a lot of competition out there that do home remodeling, and I've got to be lower than anybody else, to be quite honest with you, which cuts into my profits, and it's slightly annoying, but that's just the nature of the business.
One thing I wanted to tell you on that is I had a client recently that was using a lead service, and he was running all over town and bidding on all this stuff, and he kept getting, just like you said, undercut by other companies. So the last one he went to was one that he felt so good about. He's like, I had a good rapport. They loved my work. I was for sure that I was going to get that. And then he found out that they hired someone else for $100 cheaper. And he said, Tina, I wish I knew. I would have taken $100 off, you know? It's such a silly little thing when you're talking about investing, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on something for someone to nickel and dime over $100, you know? But, yeah.
Well, what I tend to do is I at least tell my customers or my prospective clients when I go out and say, I understand that you're going to get a couple more estimates, and I don't blame you. I would, too. The only thing that I would ask you is if you do find somebody that's going to do it cheaper, give me the opportunity to come back and talk to you about it, and let's see if we can compare apples to apples and see if you're going to be getting exactly what I'm offering you. And if it's a matter of the financial side of it and you can't pay that hot, we can use a lesser quality product. We can do a lot of different things. So, and that's worked well for me in the past. I've had a couple callbacks when they said, well, I got these two estimates, and one was $600 less than yours, one was $1,700 less than yours. And I went back and I said, okay, let's aim for the $1,700 less. Let's look at where that information is coming from, who the contractor is, what is their history, what is their quality, are they insured, are they licensed, blah, 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 and I won the job. So
if you
can appeal to their better nature and their common sense, there's a better chance that you're going to walk away with it. But I also make it part of my pitch initially is if you decide to go with somebody else, at least give me the opportunity to talk to you about it. I won't pressure you.
I like
you.
That.
If you got a part for them, it's great. But I want the opportunity to at least say, hey, no, this is not something that I can do for less than that. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And I hope it works out for you. If there's anything else I can do for you in the future, let me know. Or, yeah, I can do this a little bit cheaper. You may have to wait just a touch longer. You know, I may have to push you back a couple of jobs, but, you know, as soon as I have the opportunity to get you done within the next couple of weeks, I will. But this is a rapport building business. It really is. It's not just building houses. It's building rapport and building trust with the people that you're trying to sell to.
Oh, sure. So, I believe it. Yeah, you know, I like the way you word that too. Give me the opportunity, because you're not presenting yourself as like, oh, I'll be the one to do it the cheapest. You know, if you want to come down a little bit, you can. Like if it's something silly like that $100, you'd say, absolutely, I'll come down $200. But, you know, you're going to get a better product with me. You know what I mean? But something silly like that would be workable. But if it's $1,700 or something like that, you can't, you know, give away the farm with your business. But I like the way that you say, at least give me the opportunity, just so you can show them the difference. And then you got that job because, like you said, their common sense kicked in. They might have thought that, hey, I might save $1,700 now, but I'm going to be paying so much more in the long run because I'm going to have problems, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm in my mid-50s. I think you and I are in a similar generation.
Yep, me too.
I don't know. Do you have any tattoos?
I don't. Do you?
Oh, tons of them.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I'll put it this way. And I was C-suite corporate for a long time, so I always had to make sure that my tattoos were covered because I've got full sleeves. But no, the ice that I always like, what I like to use is always remember this: good tattoos are not cheap, and cheap tattoos are not good. So think about what you're about to do to your home. This is your single largest investment. Do you want it done cheaply? or do you want it done right?
Exactly.
Everything I do is fair. It may not be the cheapest, but everything I do is absolutely fair. So
that's a good line, because even though I don't have tattoos, I know pricing of them. My son-in-law's brother is a tattoo artist, and he also makes like wood carvings and stuff. He's Polynesian, so he does like all that cool stuff with his artwork. But
right.
I saw on Shark Tank once that Damon Jones, he said he paid $75,000 for like this well-renowned tattoo artist to make like, I don't know the dimensions, like a 2x2 or a 4x4 tattoo on him. And the other sharks were like, are you crazy? Like, why would you do it? And he said the same thing. He's like, it's my body. Like, I want to make sure that I'm getting, you know, something that I like, and I have to live with it, you know? So, so he didn't care. He's like, money is no object. It's, you know, I have to pay for one that's going to turn out right, you know, and buy
a
reputable artist.
I probably have a little less than six figures invested into my art.
Yep, yep. That's exactly what he said. I think he said he had about like 300,000 total. You know, I don't know how many.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more invested than I do. I wasn't able to make that type of an investment, but I get it. I mean, even to this day, and I haven't had one in, I don't know, three and a half, four years when my wife and I got matching. I like having them. I will not show them to anybody unless we're in a social setting. You know, you can see the ones on my arms, and if I'm wearing shorts, you can see my legs, but other than that, you're not going to see anything else that I've got.
Yeah. Unless you're in a social setting and then someone's interested, and then you'll, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah, I have a friend that was trying to talk me into getting one. She said, just get like a little one on your wrist. And my husband, he's Samoan. So when we were very young, he was telling me a story. He said, in Samoa, they like take this, this tool and they like bang it into you with a hammer, and it's very painful, and they do it, and it's like takes like 3 weeks because they start at your mid body and they go all the way down to your mid thigh. And he's telling me, I'm like, okay, listening to him. And then he says, yeah, and I'm going to go to Samoa and get one, and you're my partner, and you're getting one too. And I said, absolutely not. I'm, you should have married a Samoan woman. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. If anybody ever tells you tattoos don't hurt, they're lying to you.
Yeah, they're lying. Yeah.
You know,
and
I mean,
have
but they're
a high
not
pain
supposed
tolerance.
To feel good, you know?
Yeah, I
it
don't
doesn't
think
matter
it
if your pain tolerance is high or not.
Yeah.
It's what kind of pain you can handle.
Yeah, what kind
it's
you
what
can
type,
handle.
Yeah, I mean, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I actually fell asleep during a couple settings.
Wow.
Well,
that's neat.
Your body becomes numb to it after
it
a little
while. It becomes
like
therapeutic, it sounds like, after a while.
Yeah, to
that's
a
cool
I mean,
story. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of out of spaces to put anything at this point in time. So I'm not looking to get any more because I'm not going to be that asshole that puts them on my face, because you want a good chance of never getting a job again. That's how you do it.
Yeah. I had a friend, and when he was young, he went and, he always like shaved his head. So he went and got a tattoo, and it was prayer hands like on the side of his head, which I think is like extreme, you know, and he got the prayer hands because he was afraid his mom was going to get mad. So he went home, and I mean, he was already like living on his own. He didn't live with his mom. He went home to show her, and she took one look at it and said, get out. And he said, but mom, it's praying hands. I thought you would like it.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't matter what it is. Because a mom will look at you and go, you know what? You just defaced something that I created, damn it.
Exactly. Yep. My son did that when he was 16. He went to somebody's kitchen, and he went and put on the inside of his arm, and he put this because he thought, I won't get so mad if he did. He put family first. And I was so upset. I said, I said, that's not even right. It's not family first. It's God first. And I don't think you should have done that. And are you crazy doing it in someone's kitchen? What if you got infected and, you know, you could have died and got hepatitis or something? And then he goes, oh, well, I can go fix it and put God in family. I'm like, no, just leave it alone at this point. Don't fix anything. But now he's old and he turned it into like a half sleeve tribal, which looks really cool. Like he still has the family first on the inside of his arm, but the outside is all tribal and it looks good on him because he's Polynesian. So I'm okay with it now that he's grown, but he was just so young and to go behind my back and do something like that, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. My daughter got her, the second she turned 18, she got her first one and it was a full thigh piece. I was like,
wow.
You don't live with me. So,
did she do like the colors and everything? Or, cause I know the tribals are usually just like, yeah, with just the black ink. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like the ones with the colors. I know now they're doing some of the tribals where they'll put like a red flower in it or something, or like a hibiscus, which kind of looks cute. It'll pop, you know, rather than just having the black ink. So,
is on my back. I've got a full right arm sleeve of a tropical forest scene with poison dart frogs in it. And
yeah.
My left arm going onto my left chest is Celtic armor.
Very cool. Irish? Oh, Scottish. Okay. I thought, why did I say Irish? I thought Celtic was Irish too, no?
Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, it is. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, I hope I...
Yeah,
my
wife is Irish.
Which one did you get which was matching with her?
Oh, it's on our left forearms, on the top of the forearm, there's four bear paw prints, and underneath it, it's an Inuit bear inside of a bear paw with the Tennessee woods on the bottom and the Colorado Rocky Mountains on the top because we came from Denver.
Wow, that's cool. And the four bear prints, does that represent your kids or something? Or is that just because a bear
has
four paws?
No, we've got five kids. It's just because a bear has four paws and we love bears.
Oh, that's cool.
We have a lot of bears throughout our house.
Yeah, they're amazing creatures, bears, for sure. They're
awesome.
Never
seen one without hair?
No.
Terrifying.
Is there?
Google it. Google it.
Oh, okay,
hairless
I will.
Hairless bear. You may not sleep tonight.
Okay, I'll have some homework to look that up later. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, my dear, I got to get going. I'm
nice
kind of stuck in the house today because we've got heavy rain and I'm unable to work today. So luckily I had an opportunity to talk to you, but my phone is rapidly running out of juice. So if you could get that ad pushed through, I would truly appreciate it.
Yep, I already sent that over, so they will absolutely get that put through for you. So thank you for sharing everything with me and have a great rest of your week too.
You as well. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.